brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Martin de Porres, and I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with him. Let me just read this little bit of a biography. He was born the son of a Spanish nobleman and a Panamanian ex-slave in Lima, Peru. At first, his father refused to accept the dark-skinned boy as his own. At the age of 16, Martin applied to the Dominican Order and 8 years later became a lay brother. Martin prayed for hours at a time before the Eucharist, yet he also worked tirelessly as almoner, that is, he gave alms, he supplied people who were poor. He worked tirelessly as almoner, infirmarian, and surgeon. A contemporary reported that Martin did the jobs of many men, all with great generosity, promptness, and attention to detail. And this person writing of him said, "It made me realize in that he clung to God in his soul. All these things that he did were effects of divine grace." He died in 1639, St. Martin de Porres. He's worth looking up, worth reading about. A holy man. A holy man. As I said to you last week on the program, I really urge you to read the lives of the saints. I don't know about you, but when I read them, I'm encouraged. I don't mean that I'm encouraged in the sense that all is happy. I'm challenged many times. I'm convicted. I see myself where I fall short more clearly as I see the struggles that in the lives of the saints and their triumph over sin. I learn from them. They help me. And I believe they will help you. They will inspire you. They'll also give you good wisdom in how to live. And I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, grab hold. Your future depends on it. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm too busy." There's so much chatter in the world today. There's so much noise around us that it obliterates the quiet voice of God. Oh, he could shout. But he chooses to come to us quietly. He wants our attention. He wants us to be willing to turn away from the noise rather than being engulfed by it. And many of us are. I am so struck by how many people walking down the street, sitting as a group in a restaurant, they're all on their phones. Nobody's looking at one another. Nobody's talking to one another. Somebody could be dying in front of them and they wouldn't see it. They're glued. Glued. I walk down a hall and there are people there talking on the phone to somebody, talking back and forth. There's nobody around them. It looks like they're talking to themselves. They're not. They're on the phone. But you wouldn't want to interrupt, as you wouldn't want to go up to somebody on the phone and interrupt them. You would respect that, yes, but then they don't see you. You don't get a chance to talk. There's no conversation. We're going to isolate ourselves more and more and more. No, I'm not against technology, but I am against using it without any discrimination, just because it's there. It can entertain me. It can entice me. It can lead me into sin. It can give me all kinds of good information. But in the end, am I closer to my family? Am I closer to my brothers and sisters? Am I closer to the people I work with? Or am I just passing them by? Really seeing, never really knowing those I work with or those I live with, because we're so isolated in our own little world with all of our gadgets. Sorry, I got off topic there a little bit, but it really concerns me. I'm not against the technology. I'm against using it without discrimination. When and where and for what? We need to answer some of those questions. To we take a look at the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 5 to 16. Brothers and sisters, we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. Do you know that? We are. We are one body. And if my right hand never meets my left hand, I'm in trouble. If my brain doesn't meet my legs, I don't go anywhere. Well, how much more is that the case in the body of Christ? We are individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in proportion to the faith, in ministering, if one is a teacher, in teaching, if one exhorts, in exhortation, if one contributes, in generosity, if one is over others, with diligence, if one does acts of mercy, do them with cheerfulness. Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil, hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. How can you love one another if you just pass like ships in the night, in your homes, in your places of work, on the street, in the stores? Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty. Associate with the lowly. You could take this as a plan for your life. Right there, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 5 to 16. God wants us to interact with one another. God wants us to pay attention to one another, to listen to one another, to serve one another. Are you? Are you aware? Or is it just my schedule, my schedule? I have to do this, I have to do this, I'm too busy. I can get that way. Too busy sometimes to see the pain in another person's face. Or to see hope that could build me up if I paid attention to it. I can so easily miss what's going on in someone's life because of the technology and because of the pace of life. Take a look at it. Please take a look at it. Psalm 131, in you, O Lord, I have found my peace. Really, I have found my peace. Have you found your peace in him? You know, when you come to a screeching halt, the car, whatever it might be, or your bicycle or whatever, when you come to a screeching halt, there's a good bit of shaking. And things can get rattled. But we need to come to a halt and reassess what we're doing with our time, our talent, and our energy. Please pay attention to it. Make the appropriate decisions. Start living differently. You can change one thing at a time, but change something that you might be able to hear God. In you, O Lord, I have found my peace. And that's the heart of it. When we rest in him, we're secure. You give him time during the day. You put him first in your life. You'll find peace. If you say someday, oh yeah, someday I want to start a regular prayer time. I really do. Maybe next week. If you don't start it now, you won't start it. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." And he replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. 'Oh, yes, thank you for the dinner invitation, but I'm too busy.' God offers a banquet to us in the Eucharist every day. I'm too busy. Some of us legitimately are. Some of us, a lot of us, could rearrange our schedules. A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, "Come, everything is now ready." But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. Where are you in that picture? The first said to him, "I've purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you to consider me excused." And another said, "I've purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused." And another said, "I've just married a woman and therefore I cannot come." The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town. Bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame." The servant reported, "Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room." And the master then ordered the servant, "Go out to the highways and the hedgerows, and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner." Most of us listening to this program, brothers and sisters, have been baptized. We have the garment. We're eligible to enter the kingdom of heaven. But we spend our lives saying, "I'm too busy, hold me excused. I'm too busy." Every time God holds up an invitation to us to draw closer to him or to do something that would enrich us spiritually, that would enrich our eternal lives, and we say, "I'm too busy, sorry, can't." Brothers and sisters, seriously, please take a look at this area in your life. If you even make one decision now, it will help. One decision. And in place of whatever you're giving up, put the Lord in there. Put him in first place. Read the scriptures. Listen to good CDs. Look at our website, renewalministries.net. See what's there. Take time. Listen. I know many men who've long commutes to work. They put CDs in and listen and pray as they drive. You can too. Forgo your favorite radio program or whatever else you do in the car. Listen, learn, grow. This is what God has for you. He so much wants his sons and daughters to draw close to him. But as I've said so often on this program, it's almost like a broken record. He will never violate your free will. It's up to you to make the choices and the decisions that put you in a place where you will hear the words, "Come into the banquet, welcome, welcome," and not hear the words, "I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner." You want to receive the invitation and welcome it, that you may enter eternal life. May God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.